listening to the hottest internet station.
We're not mean or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
I have a lot that I wanted to share.
We don't do smut papers.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
On LR Media Group Radio, live from the Public Figure, with your host, LaDonna Ray.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock in the a.m. on Central Time here in Chicago. I just want to thank everybody for tuning into Life in the Public Figure. I'm your host, LaDonna Ray. It is time to get that day started. Some of you are already halfway to work, and some of you are already at work. It is one of those days where I've been thinking, and we all know that that is dangerous territory. Just bear with me for a second. 3D glasses in a movie theater. How dangerous is that? I saw a 3D movie for the first time. Martian, Matt Damon. Let's just say I always try to look fabulous without my glasses. Now I got 3D glasses on and I had to put my glasses on and the 3D glasses on top of my glasses just to adjust to what was going on. After both pair of glasses got on my nerves, I tried to take those glasses off and watch the movie. You can't see anything. If you're in a 3D theater, you have to wear the glasses. So, needless to say, I was able to adjust, and Matt Damon was just as gorgeous in 3D as he is in person. Ladies, I know you want to help me on that one. The movie The Martian was phenomenal. I thought it was going to be like, you know, some type of movie like with Will Smith, where he was talking to the dog the whole time. But it wasn't anything like that. They mixed it up quite a bit, and I loved the movie. Thumbs up on Martian with Matt Damon. All right, now let's get to our guest. After 10 years, he walked away from being the top sales executive, not nationwide, but worldwide, to devote himself to his music company, Music World Entertainment, which included his very successful daughters, Beyoncé and Solange Knowles. After more than 23 years of music moguling, he now has an explosive new publication, The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. Please welcome author, publisher, music manager, record producer, Matthew Knowles.
LaDonna Ray, I want you to introduce me around the world. I love your energy. That was a great introduction. Thank you.
You are most welcome, and it is so warranted. I mean, that is what you do.
Well, you know, I enjoy it because I have this thing. When we start talking about the book, I'll talk more about it. I believe that if you live your passion, you never work a day in your life.
This is true. I totally agree. I do want to tell you why I'm so grateful to have you on our show, because I'm super grateful to have you on Life in the Public Figure, powered by LR Media Group. There's a reason you're here. The reason why you're here is because public figures and celebrities always make it a point to show love, thank your fans, your supporters, your readers, your followers. I wanted to personally make sure that you know and understand how much we appreciate you as well. So our whole concept is to celebrate you now in life instead of waiting until the afterlife. That is why you're here.
Thank you, LaDonna Ray.
Absolutely. That is why you're here. You are here to talk about your book, but we are here to celebrate you as well. So I just wanted to get that off my chest so that you knew that we do appreciate you and we understand that you have helped pave the way for many, and we appreciate that with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
The book, The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. Number one, it's a number one Amazon bestseller even before its official release this year. So congrats on that. But I know that you've seen many contracts in your 23-year music career, some favorable and some not so much. But it's no surprise to me when you chose to publish your own book through Music World Publishing. I know an author here in Chicago. He speaks heavily about owning the process and the business behind writing the book. So I get it. I want to know about the experiences that you've had. You had to put this book on the shelf. Tell me why.
Well, you know, a number of reasons. You not fly and travel a whole lot, and sometimes when you're sitting there and you actually talk to your neighbor on the plane in the seat next to you, you always ask, well, what do you do? And that's normally the first thing you ask. And then people, they either don't want to talk to you, or they don't want to stop talking to you and telling you what they do and how passionate they are. And one day it just dawned on me, just out of nowhere, LaDonna Ray, that these successful people that I talk to on the plane or my friends that I know who are highly successful, I looked at my life and those around me, and I said, there are common traits among successful people. And that was that defining moment for me. I don't even know who it was I was talking to that day, but there was a defining moment when I said, this would make an interesting book. I want to start writing books is a goal of mine. I have a second book I'm writing now and a third one after that. And I said, what a great book to start, The DNA of Achievers. And that whole concept comes from my mentors who were my parents, my mother and father.
And, you know, speaking of your mom and dad, I love the fact that I read that your journey to entrepreneurship started in Gadsden, Alabama, which is about 56 miles northeast of Birmingham, for those that didn't know.
How do you know?
Because I have to do my research. I have to. But your parents were entrepreneurs from the 60s, and because they essentially instilled in you the enterprising work ethic that has ultimately made you legendary, that had to be quite a challenge, since back then many Americans believed they were standing at the dawn of a golden age. It never came to pass, not to mention the racial divide of the music industry alone. They were only playing our music on black radio stations, and here you are in the music industry for 23 years. What was it? What did your parents say that kept you focused?
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, more on Life and the Public Figure.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on LR Media Group Radio.
Seabury, 1368 and a half East 53rd Street in Hyde Park, Chicago. You'll be amazed at Seabury's assorted toppings, self-serve smooth, delicious frozen yogurts, as well as our tasty, creamy sorbet. To warm you up this winter, try our steamy, flavorful hot chocolate
and hot apple ciders. We also cater special events.
Think of us for your holiday treats on the web at myzberry.com or call today, 773-855-8754.
And we're back.
What was it? What did your parents say that kept you focused?
Well, it wasn't so much just what they said, it's what they did. You know, my dad, he drove a produce truck, and he made $25 a week driving his produce truck, and he convinced the owners of the company to let him keep that produce truck to drive and to use for his personal use, and they agreed to it. And he would take that truck, and he would go and tear down old houses, and he would take the metal, the copper, and he'd sell that. If you had a car that needed to be towed away, a scrap, he would go and he would take those old cars to our house, and he would take our transmission and motors, and he would sell that. My dad was an entrepreneur. He made way more money with that truck after work than he did doing his job. My mother was a colored maid. We're talking the 50s. In the 60s, in the deep, deep South. She made $3 a day, $15 a week. On the weekends with her best girlfriends, they would sit in our living room and they would make these quilts, beautiful quilts. My mother would sell these quilts. See, I learned and saw entrepreneurship from my parents.
You know, when our parents lead by example, that's a piece of what we're missing today. We've got so much, you know, I think that social media has kind of taken over the parenting structure, if you will. It almost seems like we need to lead by example. We still need to lead by example, yes. But I think parents are almost a little distracted. And then the children do what they see their parents doing. So that's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, I had really fortunate to have great parents. You know, I never knew I was poor, and we were, LaDonna Ray, but I never knew it. You know, I grew up on a dirt road with an outside bathroom until I was about 15 years old, and I go all over the world, and I tell that story for those people who always feel that they're a victim. We got to get out of that headset. Because if I can make it off of that dirt road in that outside bathroom, dad making, you know, minimal and mom making minimal, but they were positive all the time. They didn't want government assistance. Let me say it again. They didn't want government assistance. They wanted to work for their money.
I totally agree with you. Sometimes we have, and I'm gonna bring my energy down just a notch because now we're touching on a nerve. I'm a mother. I look at my children every single day, and I speak prosperity over them because that's what I want them. I want them to do better than mom and dad. I want them to do better than our generation. And it's so important that we show them that the only thing different between a person that is not successful and a person that is successful is being successful. You know, there it's you can
right.
you can walk, you can talk, you can think, you can be. But if you're looking at another individual and going, oh well, that was their life. I'll never be successful. You're wrong. Well, you're right if you're speaking that. But you don't. It doesn't have to be that way.
If you don't think it, I promise you it'll never happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't visualize it and see it, it'll never happen. You know, one of the traits, those 10 traits, is being a visionary. And, you know, that's really basically having an idea and bringing it to life. Can you imagine the Wright brothers when they told people they were going to fly in an airplane and that had never happened before? How people must have thought? Or when Steve Jobs with Apple Computer told, hey, one day I'm going to be selling these single records on a computer. And can you imagine how people thought he was crazy? Or when I told people that these four girls are one day going to be the number one female artist in the world, a female group in the world, but that's being a visionary. And it boils down to trust in yourself. That's really, you know, what visionary means is trusting yourself. And the biggest mistake, LaDonna Ray, that folks make is they have this great idea, and then they go take it way too soon to other folks to get their approval. See, a true visionary has an idea, they then the thought process is how do I bring idea to action to product, and then they don't ask you your opinion. They ask for what they need from you rather than your opinion. This is my idea. This is what I need from you, LaDonna Ray. Not this is my idea. What do you think about it?
Yeah, you're already setting yourself up to fail because I was just having a conversation with someone who calls me their mentor. I'm honored, you know. But she said to me, she said, I set my price, and someone, you know, I worked with this guy, he's a rapper, and he wanted to make a deal with me. So I went ahead and accepted it. And I said, the first mistake you made was accepting the deal because you're looking, she said, well, I don't feel confident in my work. I said, that'll come. But the reason you don't feel confident is because you're looking for approval from other people.
Exactly.
If he had said, you know what, I'm not going to pay you $3,000 that you asked for. I'm going to pay you $5,000 because your work is the bomb. She would have felt confident, am I right? But
exactly.
Because he said what he said, that killed her confidence, and that is how we end up not being successful because we're looking for other people to validate us. So I totally agree with you on that one.
Yeah, it's all about having a strong grasp of your vision before you take it to other people. And I see that happen over and over again.
And, you know, I like the fact that you talk about some very important tools in your book, The DNA of Achievers. And those tools are used for success. And based on your experience alone, they can be used in any business, not just the music industry. I love that about this. People have read the book, and I'm sorry, people have to read the book. They have to read the book. Go read the book to find out those tools. But what makes yours different from any other self-help book?
Well, Well, a lot of things make this book different. You know, what I did here is, again, I shared my experiences and talked about the passion, vision, team building, planning, learning from failure. I have a thing that I coined called talk-to-do ratio, you know, taking risk, giving back after success. And another very important thing is thinking outside of the box. I mean, those are the traits. And what I did is I know some highly successful people, LaDonna Ray, and I asked my friends, and not a one of them said no. And in each chapter, I looked at my center of friends, and I asked them, hey, in this chapter, president of L'Oreal, president of Sony, president of American Heart Association, first black to go to University of Virginia, then wanted to get an MBA from Harvard, general manager of the Texans, former executive, managing editor at People magazine, those sort of people that I know who are friends of mine, I've known for years. I said, I like to assign this chapter. And then we interviewed and got their perspective. So it's not only my perspective, it's 30 of my best friends' perspectives on each one of these traits as well, as each one I assigned to one of my friends to talk about. And then lastly, at the end of each chapter is an assignment. You know, I'm a college professor for 10 years. Did you know that, LaDonna Ray?
No, I did not.
We're going to go to break. And when we come back, more on Life and the Public Figure.
You're listening to Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.
This is Matthew Knowles, and you're listening to LaDonna Ray, Life and the Public Figure.
And we're back.
Yeah, I've taught at Texas Southern. This is my eighth year that I've taught at Texas Southern University. I teach in the School of Business as well as School of Communications. I actually teach entrepreneurship in the School of Business, and I teach intro to the recording industry and artist management and entertainment management in the School of Communications. And coming out next semester with a new course called Beyonce, Her Music, Her Entrepreneurship.
Oh, nice. I love it. Very good. I like the fact that you're involved and you're bringing a lot of this information to the students because, you know, of course, when they see someone who's been right there, right in the nick of things, they want to find out how, you know. And it's there's no set, the only formula that I've heard common amongst people that have been successful is to never quit. But there are so many different things that people need to learn as far as getting into the industry. And I like the fact that with your book, The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals, I like the title. But I like the title because all of a sudden, I feel like with this book in my hand, I am going to get something out of it. And with the pages that are turning, you're constantly going into the tools, the experience, the outcome, you know, staying focused. All of that is important, but actually being in the room with you, tell me what that's like. If you had a 20-minute presentation, what would your outline look like if you were to tell your audience how to make it in the entertainment industry? Go.
I mean, these 10 traits can be applied to every, you said it earlier, they can be applied to everything we do. The other major thing about entertainment is relationships, and how to build relationships becomes critical. What makes you unique and different if you're an artist? I mean, we have a Beyonce, we have a Destiny's Child. What makes you unique? What do you bring to the table? You know, I get, you can imagine over the 23 years, how many artists have come and auditioned. And what I do, LaDonna Ray, is I sit on my sofa and I talk to them an hour, hour and a half. Most of them never get a chance to play to me, because in that hour to an hour and a half, I realize they're not passionate, mm-hmm. or they won't listen, or they know all the answers. And so, you know, it's surprising. They have their keyboards and their band, or they're set up in my media center, and we never get that far, most of them. I go all over the world. I give seminars. I have one in Houston, October the 24th, and it's called The Entertainment Industry, How Do I Get In? And I'm in Atlanta this year. I'm in some other cities in Texas and New York. But I do this. That one seminar, I have a number of educational modules online coming out this year about the music industry, artist development, artist management, how to build successful base. So I'm dedicated to the educational and motivational aspect of entrepreneurship in the music industry.
Well, I'm sure that they can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. I'm so thankful that you are doing this, because this is not a new industry. But, you know, before now, there have been secrets. You know, what do we do? What do we do? You know, and you get this advice. Now you've got this new generation. Oh, YouTube, all I got to do is do like Soulja Boy and Justin Bieber and just post a video of myself singing really, really well, and everything else will happen. Well, there's some information behind that. You still have to be.
But that's not how that happened. We've got to stop believing in a Jedi mind trick. That is not how those things happen. It was not just that easy. And that's the mistake that folks believe that. It's just that easy. That I can just put up my video and boom, magic happens. It does not happen like that. It requires a team of people making this magic happen.
Absolutely. And speaking of a team, you are with Angelo Ellerby. That is so awesome. Double exposure. You have a publicist. It's so important to have people on your team that definitely have your back.
So Angelo is such a professional. And also, he believes in me, and that's important. You have to have a team around you that believes in you. And he's also a very straight shooter. And you can't have on your team people that's not going to give their opinion and give advice honestly.
Good deal. And so you took my question right out of my mouth. You know, how important is it that your team is on your team, literally, not hanging around, not an entourage, but literally believing in you, the product. And you've answered it, and I totally agree. With you having such talented daughters, are you expected to sing from time to time?
Well, you know, there is one song on a Destiny's Child album that I'm in the background chanting, kind of singing, chanting. What song would that be? That's your trivia.
Oh, that's my trivia.
Also co-wrote this song.
That would be Survivor.
Survivor.
So you're chanting in the background.
Yeah, that's me. Because there's a radio station here, and we were having changes in the group, and they were making such a big joke out of it every day.
Uh-huh.
You know, then Survivor was the one of the top TV shows at the time. You remember that, Survivor?
Yes,
TV
I do.
Show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it was, you know, who's going to be the last standing? And me and Beyonce were riding in a car and took that negativity into a positive and wrote the song Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Beyonce did most of the writing, obviously, but, you know, it was a, you know, there's a an experience that I had in L.A. going down an escalator. And at the airport, there was a nun who had a jar, and she was asking for help. She was from Mexico. I'm not judgmental. I just give. She gave me a card, and on the back of that card, it took me two or three weeks before I actually read the card. And the card on the back said, "Pray not for a life free from trouble. Pray for triumph over trouble." for what you and I call adversity, God calls opportunity. So that adversity of them making a big joke ended up making us millions of dollars. Mm. Who's laughing now?
Right, right, exactly. Wow. That's awesome. I'm not a writer. I used to be, but, you know, and I don't know if you ever stop being a writer once you're a writer, but I'm good at coming up with a title and the hook, and that's about it, you know? So,
The hook is the most important part of the song.
Don't you know it? Don't you know it? So I'm going to send them over to you.
You only do the most important part of the song.
Right. I'm getting it in. But, you know, we don't have anything in between. So I'll send you the unfinished product. You fill in the blanks and let's make $1 million.
I'll fill in the verses and bridge for you, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I am so thankful to have talked to you today. I'm going to have to come and visit you at one of these seminars. Everybody, stay tuned. Keep your ears to the pavement about Matthew Knowles, author Matthew Knowles. You can add that to his repertoire of things that he does. And he's also doing these seminars on how to get in the business, the music industry, not to mention his book, your book, The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly, not just successful, but highly successful professionals, a conglomerate of information that you can get in one book by Matthew Knowles. Don't miss out on this opportunity. You want to know how to do things? It's not going to fall out of the sky, but it will get delivered to your door. You can order it, or you can go to the bookstore and get the book. Get the book. Okay. So my recommendation for you, Matthew Knowles, your next book, it should be called Hiring a Publicist and the Importance of It.
My next book, I'm writing my next book. The next book is the autobiography of Destiny's Child. And then my third book, hopefully to come out in the next 12 months, is Racism from the Eyes of a Child.
It talks about
my journey in Alabama and to today, and how that's affected. But I want to thank you. I want to thank all of your audience for supporting my family and supporting Music World over all these years. And I'm really truly grateful and humble. And I thank you again. And you can also, for the hardback, you can go to DNAofAchievers.com, and you can actually order the hardback, and I'll autograph it for you. Or you can go and get the ebook at Amazon and Kindle. So we're in pre-sale mode right now, and the book actually comes out October 15th. Enjoyed this tremendously.
You're listening to Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.